Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. We will be talking trash, but that does not mean we have to make a mess. We can do it neatly, Greg, and
really?
I know you like neat.
That's my OCD side, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
6:08 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Operation Economic Outcast. Yeah. Get ready. The rest of the world, you're going to pay. We're going to punish you financially if you play with the Iranians at all. The sticking point, of course, on this whole thing will be China. China's bought 90% of the Iranian oil at some point or another. I don't know that it's an ongoing, consistent purchase thing, but yes, that's their... China really, in a lot of ways, their lifeline. So I have a feeling that we're pretty much going to threaten and punish everybody else. We might take a couple of measures to deal with China, but I think that... That unfortunately, that is going to be the biggest part of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe they've got this covered. We will see. Some of your top stories include this U.S. pressure on Iran, as we know, is called Operation Economic Outcast. Scott Bessent said this.
The actions of Treasury and other agencies will tighten the noose and block every potential source of revenue that funds the IRGC and the evil Iranian regime.
We're going to choke those witches out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to choke them out. And when they start tapping, we're going to say, uh-uh. You tap at the table. You tap at the table. And you tell us which one of you bozos is going to be thrown out. You're going to have to exile some of these top chumps if you want anything real to happen. Come on, we all know it now. This is where we're at. Now we're picking fights with Canada, eh?
Eh?
Oh, Canada. You know why we say, oh, Canada now, right?
Why?
We just added another zero to their tariffs.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm off to an early start.
There you are.
Supreme Court mail-in voting when... Lefty heads are spinning, lots of crying, gnashing of teeth. The U.S. Supreme Court paused a lower court ruling that blocked part of Trump's order to limit mail-in voting. This gives the administration a temporary win ahead of the midterms. All we need to do is bust up the filibuster. Got to do it. Got to do it. Got to get the legislation in place that's going to really protect the integrity of elections. Photo ID, proof of citizenship. Bing, bang, boom. Yep. Got to do it. Got to do whatever's necessary to do it. Once the Democrats don't have easy pathways for cheating, they're going to be forced to change their radical policies. Or they can sit on the sidelines, watch, and cry. That's going to be the choice. But... if we don't have the courage to bust up the filibuster, the Democrats will get in and they will do it. And then Republicans will sit on the sidelines and cry. You and I will sit on the sidelines and cry. Or they'll put us in prison because we go against anything that the then ruling class will have put upon us in terms of socialism and communism, you know, things like that. Squash our freedom of speech, destruct and deconstruct and crush the Second Amendment. That's all, you know, those are things they've made no bones about, that they're going to do that. Wildfire, Reno, fast moving. The other day said at least 11,000 acres, now 15,000 acres. Firefighters are working to contain the blaze after it forced thousands of people to leave their homes. Not pretty. That's a tough one. And I guess you get some, like, at some higher elevations, and it comes, like, swooping down, depending on the wind change. So very frightening. And here's what a blast from the past. Lockerbie. Lockerbie bombing trial postponed. Yeah.
Wow.
Going way back in the time machine. It is a federal judge delayed the U.S. trial of a Libyan man accused in the 1988.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. That's back when Greg had all his hair.
Yes.
Pan Am Flight 103 bombing over Lockerbie, Scotland. You probably remember some of the photos of just scattered pieces everywhere. Of the plane everywhere. The delay happened after new evidence was discovered. Well, I mean, it took time to gather evidence to begin with. Now there's more new evidence and something happened in 1988? Okay. All right. Wow, that was tough one. That even though it was leaving Lockerbie, Scotland, apparently it was there was a bunch of Americans on board, Americans, I think. Yeah, so there's that. All right, so we were talking about Canada. My understanding, according to experts that I trust, Mark Carney, the Prime Minister of Canada, was given a great offer and opportunity to sign a trade agreement that apparently was as good or better than we've offered anybody else. And he still walked away. No, he's anti-American.
Well, he's taken this approach of, well, it kind of seemed like it was going well, but there at the end, it didn't work out kind of thing.
Yeah, it didn't work out because he wasn't going to go along with what he already agreed to, basically. Yeah. That's what it comes down to.
But then when he talks, everybody falls asleep anyway, so I'm not sure what he really said.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
He is.
Were you talking about Mark Carney?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
He gives vanilla a bad name.
That's a good point, because it's not even French vanilla.
He said, listen to this. He said, we were attacked. You're at war when you get attacked.
Oh, my God.
We got attacked, he said, referring to President Donald Trump's tariffs on some $29 billion in Canadian exports. I gotta ask something right now. I'm sorry.
Okay.
They brought us one of the toughest, roughest sports there is, hockey. Mm-hmm. Ain't no lightweights playing hockey.
No.
And yet he is the biggest wimp in the world. We were attacked. They used big words. They kept trying to put a pen in our hand. It was awful. It was war. Really? If that's what you think, well, maybe that's part of the problem. Canada doesn't really know what war is, do they?
Not so much, no.
Because we have protected little bacon butts.
Mm-hmm. Did you say bacon bits?
Bacon butts, I was thinking Canadian bacon butts.
Yeah.
But bacon bits could be too. They've never. What's the last war they fought?
Who knows?
Long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
But they took the wrong side a long time ago, dummies.
They're slow learners.
And then they let the French take half their country. Right? It's like, what? No. Carney railed against U.S. negotiators for allegedly changing the trade deal in the last hours of negotiations, adding language that would, quote, restrict our ability to have other trade deals. Because we believe in free trade, we're the partner of choice in many respects for countries around the world. And Americans wanted to restrict that. They had language to restrict that. Unacceptable. I didn't look deep in, you know, all the fine print, and I don't know how many people are privy to it and all, but yeah, possibly we didn't want you to maybe trade sensitive stuff with, you know, China. Could it be something along those lines?
There's a crazy thought, huh?
Yeah. Because Canada has been a soft landing and an easy way in for a lot of illegal immigrants for a very long time. It doesn't get talked about very often, but it is absolutely true. So, Mark Carney, you think we're at war now? As one of your best musicians, Randy Bachman, said, you ain't seen nothing yet. 617 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Yeah, we've got a whole lot to talk about on a Trash Talking Tuesday, brought to you by Waste Pro, caring for our communities.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going to be a great day. Let's pump it up, man. Let's seize the day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning and welcome. 6:23 right now. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Operation Economic Outcast. That is going to punish Iran. Will it have enough of an effect soon enough to get them to capitulate in some way between now and it's got to be before the midterms? TikTok, time is running out. Something positive has to break here. We've got to have it. Are you ready for some shocking news? Are you sitting down? Is your seatbelt on? Ladies and gentlemen, Gavin Newsom said something nice about Trump. I'm not making this up.
Is this fake news?
This is not AI. This is not fake news.
Come on.
Gavin Newsom.
The hair guy?
I don't know if somebody overdid his happy pills, his medication, if he was snorting some kind of serotonin uptake. I don't know. But he actually said something positive.
What?
And I got to tell you, it looked good on him. Huh. It did. In a rare, and when I say rare, I mean very, very, very rare, show of bipartisanship, California Governor Gavin Newsom offered praise to the Trump administration. This happened on Friday, over the Trump accounts, investment program, and foster youth initiatives. Gavin Newsom.
That's amazing.
If I only had a brain. Newsom said during a press conference about his CalKids program, which is a similar state-level effort, that he is enthusiastic about encouraging people to get a Trump account. I thought everything attached to him was bad. It was evil. He's orange. He's a Nazi. Oh, my God. He's an authoritarian. He's not going to give us the opportunity to take it. He's going to make us. He's going to force us.
No, I know why he's doing it.
Why?
It's a handout, and he likes handouts. Because he's a Democrat.
He likes handouts so much.
Yes.
He'll make peace with Trump, apparently. No, I think this is one where he just could not escape the logic.
No, you're right.
He couldn't escape it. And I think he, like a lot of other people that are in certain level of power, mm-hmm. he has his economic issues clearly with California. They are screwed up big time. And we're all going to run into economic issues here. I've joked about it. I'm going to pride myself in getting the last Social Security check. I just hope it's when I'm like 93.
Yeah.
Not when I'm like 67.
That'd be bad timing. Yeah.
Yeah. No. So this is it's good. It's good that he admits that this is something very, very good. We've got to get the kids saving because the Social Security is going to be I believe it'll probably still be there, but it'll be much less than it is now, I think, in compared to inflation and all that.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to cut. I believe they already said they're going to cut 32 or 33. The then incoming, like if you're grandfathered in, I believe that you're safe, quote unquote. But I believe after that, some of your benefits, there's going to be a reduction over time.
What's the 32 or 33? I'd miss
20.
That. No, I'm saying, what does that mean?
That's when it becomes insolvent or whatever.
Oh, 32 or 33 years.
No.
No.
20, the year 2032.
Oh.
6 years from now.
Oh, no. Okay, we got to fix this now.
Yeah.
Now it's important.
Yeah, if people forget. They're like, 2030 something. It's like,
you know
it's in the late 20s now. Or.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, he sees the writing on the wall. A lot of other people do too. You're gonna have to be. It's funny because the lefties, the socialists, they want you more reliant on the government, and at the same time, the government's saying, "Dude, we're all out of stuff."
Yeah,
you know, the cupboards are bare, and you want more people to come in this kitchen,
and then they're still handing it out.
The only thing that's gonna live off what's left in the cupboards are cockroaches, and even they're gonna be slimmed down like they're on the GLP-1 shot.
Well, they are protein, you know. Europeans eat bugs. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
A little too that crunchy though. I don't know. I know they do them in chocolate.
I don't mind a little crunch.
No, but those little spiny things in the legs, like that grosses me out.
I think it's good, though, if they get in your arteries, it cleans out cholesterol.
Oh.
It's like scrubbing bubbles for your bathtub.
I thought about that.
6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. More earth-shaking news could become. No, we're not going to top the Gavin being nice to Trump thing. That's pretty huge. But we do have a lot of things to talk about this morning. And I want you to have a great day. 6:28, News Talk 97.3, The Sky. As we move deeper into hurricane season, we are still being blessed with pretty much clear oceans, clear skies all the way to Africa. There's two very minor disturbances. One is way too far away to even worry about, and one is going to be heading north out into the open North Atlantic, nowhere near land. Maybe if you live in Newfoundland, your rowboat could possibly, feel a bump.
Wow.
That's about it.
That is smooth.
Yeah, no, we're in great shape. But we just want to remind you that we were here for you then. We're here for you now. 97.3 The Sky is the station you've always counted on for tropical weather and hurricane information. Sky Storm Watch. Thanks to Area Rugmasters, Radiant Credit Union, and Best Restoration, Masters of Disasters. We'll continue to keep an eye out for you and give you warnings well in advance of any kind of threatening weather. Hurricane Storm Center, Sky. Remember, you look to the sky when you wonder what the weather's going to be doing.
I like that.
Well, if you look to the sky,
you listen
to the sky?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. Greg, I thought of you when I saw this story.
Uh-oh. This concerns me already.
Road rage Greg.
I understand.
He's not a patient man.
Well, no, I don't like stupidity.
Yes. Well, it's how do you deal with stupidity? That.
Okay. You got me there. You got me there.
Up in North Carolina,
a
doctor busted. Here's the thing you can't do during road rage. You know, you can do the finger thing.
Yeah.
You can do the yell thing.
Right.
I wouldn't do any more than that. And
true.
Even that, I would.
Could get you shot these days.
What did you say?
I said it can get you shot these days because there's crazy people on the road.
A North Carolina doctor arrested August 22nd after he allegedly fired into a Jeep.
Oh, my goodness.
During an interstate road rage incident and wounding two sisters aged 12 and 20.
Oh, my goodness.
Not a good move.
No. Good thing he's a doctor.
Dr. Dick. I guess he goes by Richard. I don't know. Dr. Richard Aravello, 61, of Charlotte, North Carolina, driving north on Interstate 77 in his Mercedes-Benz. It was around 8:50 a.m. You know, you're just starting your day out, and you can get that aggravated that quick.
Yeah, you're wound a little too tight.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
That's what I say about you.
I know. It's true.
It was about 3 miles north of the North Carolina-Virginia state line. State police said that he fired into the moving Jeep, striking both sisters in the legs. Both victims were airlifted to a hospital with injuries and were not considered life-threatening. Thanks for all involved. I mean, it could have been worse, but Aravello then fled in his Mercedes-Benz. Troopers spotted him, stopped him about 15 miles from there, took him into custody. Now he faces several felony charges, malicious shooting into an occupied vehicle, maliciously causing bodily harm to another with intent to maim, and use of a firearm while committing a felony. Wow. He remains in jail without bond. Now, that's where he wishes he was an illegal immigrant.
Yeah, they'll let him go in time at all.
He'd be right back out.
Oh, yeah.
He is scheduled to appear September 29th. So if they're not giving him bond, you're a month away from your practice.
Wow.
That in itself is going to be quite costly. And, of course, all the other stuff. Now, state police have not said what led to the alleged road rage encounter. However, the Jeep's driver was also cited for reckless driving.
Okay.
And they didn't identify the driver.
So there could have been a little something going on there, back and forth.
Probably. And that's how those things go. Yes, and they escalate. Yeah. But, yeah, when you whip out the gun and start firing into the vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, what do you think? You're like, he probably was a member of a fraternity.
Yeah.
But I would hope that that's the closest he ever got to a gang-like mentality.
Just never know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The records show that he is the owner of Family Urgent Care in Monroe, and Fox News Digital reached out to Family Urgent Care in Monroe and Virginia State Police for additional comments. They haven't received anything back yet, but he's like an ER doctor. Like, nobody would know what a gunshot would do to a human being, probably more than possibly an army medic,
right?
Military medic, but other than that,
civilian-wise,
an ER doctor.
Yeah, he's there.
Yeah, he's going to see that stuff coming in.
Wow.
Now, maybe he's like the guy with a BB gun that owns the car glass company.
Oh, yeah, going around.
Or maybe he's just trying to drum up business.
Drum up a little business for them.
Yeah,
practice.
No. Can you imagine? He's 61 years old.
Old enough to know better.
No brushes with the law, or at least nothing that pops up in terms of a record in the past. Probably having a bad day. But he is a doctor. I mean, you start your day with Cheerios and a Xanax, and then you go from there. I mean, you're a doctor.
Bob would know these things. Sprinkle it on your Cheerios.
Yeah. I mean, no.
No, that'd be wrong.
Only under the strict guidance of a physician.
And maybe not this one in particular, because he's not necessarily good on decision-making.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what his bedside manner's like. He's probably always shooting off at the mouth.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I had to throw something in there. Come on, you know me.
Oh, I know.
I couldn't resist.
That's all right.
But yeah, that's a no-no. That is a no-no. Don't fire shots into someone else's car.
No, it's not good.
It's not going to end well.
For anybody.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. SCOTUS rules in Trump's favor. We'll dig into that coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday. Waste Pro, caring for our communities. Pump it up, wake it up, let's go, let's fire it up. Another day in paradise. Every day is a blessing. If you start with that kind of attitude, man, sky's the limit. Hey, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. Things to look forward to. this weekend, Our Town Home and Garden Show, Saturday and Sunday, the Sports Event Center. You know, that's the one at Celebration Point. Presented by Entrust Roofing and Visit Gainesville. It features over 150 vendors, exclusive deals for all your home, garden, and patio needs, landscaping inspiration, latest home upgrades, renovation projects, and all that. Tickets are only $5, and children 10 and under are free. And so you can go and check it out at GainesvilleHomeAndGarden.com. Look, sometimes you go, you find some really good deals. Sometimes you go, you find some really good ideas. But no matter what, I always found something of interest.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're right. Even if you don't buy something that day, man, the inspiration, you're going to – it's like if you – it's like if you go on vacation and you watch home garden television a little too much.
Yeah.
You want to go home and remodel everything?
Yeah.
This is kind of the same thing. You go, ooh, that looked great in my yard. Oh, wait a minute. My house needs that. Been there. You can tell I've been there and done that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you actually get a chance to like talk to the vendors and stuff and, you know, maybe take it a step further.
Yeah.
At least you'll have some kind of connection with the folks. You know what I mean? Get a little bit of feel for what's going on there, but that should be a good time. And aren't we going to talk to Charlie, the guy that runs the whole Our Town magazine?
Coming in Thursday, I think.
Thursday? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Thursday at 9.
So the Supreme Court ruled in Trump's favor on the mail ballot rules. It's sort of a temporary thing, but it'll get us through the midterms, and that's probably the most important, at least for right now. And it's not the final action, but it comes as some states begin sending ballots to voters as early as coming up in early September. The opinion was issued in an unsigned order from SCOTUS with three liberal justices dissenting. Oh, hey, so why are you dissenting? They don't know why they're dissenting.
No.
Just a dissent. In March, President Trump signed the executive order in question directing Department of Homeland Security to verify citizenship in each state. The orders also directed the U.S. Postal Service to initiate rulemaking to ensure only verified eligible voters would receive ballots. And last week, the USPS published their series of requirements in preparation of the order being allowed to go into effect. President Trump taking decisive action to prevent non-citizens from voting in federal elections and to protect the security of mail-in and absentee ballots. That's according to a fact sheet that was summarizing the actions contained in the executive order. The Supreme Court made it clear it was not ruling on the merits of Trump's order, but took issue with the process. On that score, time will tell, the opinion reads, but adds that the order itself did not harm the states suing Trump and that the Massachusetts District Court lacked jurisdiction to bar it from taking effect because the order itself did not harm them at this point. In other words, you got to prove it's harmful in some way. Oh, there was an eligible voter that didn't receive their ballot because of this order. And then they might have a case, but that would be after the fact. So at least coming up to the midterms, there is going to be a teeny weeny little extra bit of integrity, and we'll take anything we can get.
Absolutely.
That's a good thing. So SCOTUS, in my opinion, they ruled appropriately on that. Like I said, it's not a complete done deal, but it should get us through the midterms. Scott Bessent. He took center stage yesterday, Operation Economic Outcast. And here's one of the things that he said.
The actions of Treasury and other agencies will tighten the noose and block every potential source of revenue that funds the IRGC and the evil Iranian regime.
We're going to choke them out economically. That's what we're going to do. And doesn't matter if they tap out. We're just going to give them a little extra there. Until finally the regime collapses, hopefully sooner rather than later. Hey, Buc-ee's, who doesn't like Buc-ee's?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, sometimes it's a little too packed. It's kind of ridiculous.
Because everybody loves Buc-ee's.
Because everybody likes it, yeah.
Right.
Buc-ee's CEO suggested recently that the Texas-based travel center chain may be done looking into blue districts. saying that some communities just don't appreciate what the company brings, while conservative states offer business-friendly and family-oriented values. Come on in, they
that's
say.
That's interesting. That's big for somebody like that to say.
Yeah.
Out loud.
Well, and that's somebody who, look, they can tell the difference when they're dealing with, you know, a red state or, or, you know, a pro-business a bunch of folks and those who are not. Arch Beaver Applin III, company's president and co-founder, made the comments during a grand opening of Buc-ee's in Benton, Arkansas. And the chain is known for its expansive gas stations, famously clean restrooms, and in-house food offerings.
There you go.
So he said, look, there's some states that don't appreciate Buc-ee's.
Well, just stay away from those states.
A nice, clean American business. Oh, I guess that explains why the lefties hate it. There you go. In a nutshell. Operation Economic Outcast, of course, will be one of your top stories the rest of the morning. But we've got a lot more coming up. 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.